the blue skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be, no, no. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be, no, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our sight. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from men? Can't you stand?
Shoulder that made it so I couldn't lift my arm anywhere too much past the mid stomach. I couldn't lift it up at all, and I had to get shots and treatment and all that. So sometimes those delayed actions can be detected and treated by a chiropractor. And if you have a civil suit or what they call a personal injury case, the chiropractor will not only help you heal, but it'll help to strengthen your case, because doctors only treat you with medication and operation, and they only detect stuff that's visible for the most part. And a lot of times x-rays don't pick up some of the details of your injury like a chiropractor will. So that's just something to share about that. But overall, I'm doing okay. I'm sitting here with I have a very powerful massage gun to treat my knee, because I've been having a little problems with my knee and my side, my left hip. I got treated last night, and he found my left hip was thrown out. So he's adjusted my hip and adjusted my knee and adjusted my back, my lower back. However, that stuff still kind of revisits you sometimes a week, sometimes a couple of days. It's hard to say. So that's my recommendation. If you're in a car accident that there's no broken skin, no broken bones or anything obvious, that you still get a chiropractor that has the ability to be covered in a PI case and get examined like that. So that's my report for my status right now. But I'm with you, and I'm gonna do everything I can to stay with you, and I'm gonna let no little stuff like this stop me from doing what we do together.
Ashe, we're praying for you. We had the brothers in our men's circle. We had you on last night, and everybody praying for you. And we know what's going on with you, and we ask that the Most High continue to cover you as you go through what you're going through. Mark the Disciple.
Grand rising, children of the sun, as we make it through another day into another one. Yes, sir. This is a good day, and you have my sympathy, Brother Marvell, and you are doing the right thing by being a chiropractor, because that back controls everything. That spinal cord controls it all. And, you know, we will feel revisit our pains as we get older. They just don't go away. They come back and play sometime. But I hope you do get better sooner than later, and I'm just ready for the day. Whatever comes our way, I digress.
Right on.
Double R, are you in the car?
Yes, sir. Double R in the car with the seatbelt on, brother, waiting for a tragedy like that to happen. I'll be safe. But check this out, man. You're in my prayers today, brother. Yeah, man, I know how that is, man. But hey, like you said, man, you got to put this over here and, hey, this over there. As we get older, man, that's what we look forward to, just trying to heal, you know, on just regular growing, you know what I'm saying? I told my uncle, I said, "Uncle, you getting gray hair." When I was little, right? He said, "You keep on living. It ain't just gray hair coming, it's everything else." But I know y'all down there on that NoCal, man, but here on SoCal, it's a special day for us here, man. Today we celebrate the life of Kobe. They're going to be unveiling his statue today, him and his daughter. This today is 2/8/24, so that family is in prayers as well, and everybody who perished on that crash. So I yield back.
I say, Reb, I see you call in, Reb.
Good morning, gentlemen, ladies. If there's any out there listening, I'm on my probably next hour. I'm on my way to a chiropractor as well from my incident I got into October 28th. From a doctor in the ministry. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that over the radio, because I don't talk about everything. What you laughing at me for?
Hey, no, you're right. You don't talk about everything. No, not everything.
No, but I talk about what's on my mind and my heart, though.
But that's most things, yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I talk about what's real. That's why I got God's Real Talk TV, because I don't just throw junk out there that's just not need it sometimes. But anyway, I got knocked over
and I don't even know if I mentioned it, that I got knocked over October 28th at 2 a.m. by a doctor of the ministry, mind you. And he did it intentionally. And I sent him back a message right around there. But he admitted I caught him on tape back in my hallway when he screamed at me like a child right after being kind my first thing in the morning. I put some little pamphlets outside for my homeless people when they came by. And the reason he was mad is because of that stand that I put in front of the building for my homeless people so they didn't come inside the hallway. Because I could have left the glass door open. They should have just came in randomly and done what they want, use a bathroom, do dope in there. I wouldn't have cared. Okay? So I seen her outside. So as soon as I opened the door, she asked to use the restroom. So she went in there, used the restroom. I seen she had scabs all over, a little short lady, and shorts on. It was a cold morning. So I ran in there to have some old women's clothes. I gave it to her, threw it on her wheelchair that she was rolling around with. Then I went back in there, and I heated up some water. I poured it in a little cup of noodle and had it ready for her when she came out the bathroom. So she thanked me. I hugged her. She sat back in her chair. I went back in the office. As soon as I got in there, I heard somebody talking loud. I stuck my head out the door. It was the same phony doctor in the ministry. So I grabbed my camera like I always do. That's what God's Real Talk TV is about. I tell everybody, if you got a situation, put your camera on. It'll chase away the popo. It'll chase away most people, okay? That's what the PIG Top Flight Security is about. I don't know if I'm over-talking myself again, but we had Guardian Angels years ago, okay? My PIG Top Flight Security is so we can get back into that area, so we can get out in these streets and stop acting like, oh, I seen it on the news. It was right next door, too. You should have been outside stopping it, if you can stop it, or at least get them on camera. PIG Top Flight Security, I have T-shirts made. I've been trying to present them to this little group I go to, but ain't nobody hearing red. They think I talk too much. But I'm trying to save lives and the souls that's connected to it. So anyway, This Dr. Green, oops, I said his name, but I don't care. This doctor hit me with his car, screaming at me at the top of his lungs right after I gave this lady a suit. Well, you know, because I put a table against his wall on the other side of the hall, which is a free hall for anybody to do what.
Yeah, man, I don't get it.
All right.
I don't get it.
Reb fell off right there. I don't know. Yeah, Reb fell off. But Reb get long-winded, too, you know.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, brother.
Yeah, he get long-winded.
Oh, that
hey, you listening to the Wise Words of One Gun Show. It's Thankful Thursday. I'm thankful to be alive. But also, okay, Reb came back. Reb came back. Hold on. Reb, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. The devil is a lie. He blocked me or knocked me off or whatever. I wasn't even touching my phone. So, anyways, this doctor comes in the hallway after I've got him on camera screaming at me, you know, get this off of my wall. Like, brother, just sitting there until I can put it in my limo. I don't care. I got the videotape. It's 10 minutes long. I ain't going to talk that long for it. But from them screaming at me, and I got him. He was drunk that morning, too. He was drunk when he hit me. So he comes up close to me when I said, look, I already got enough stuff to lock you up and do something to you, blah, blah, blah. Oh, what did I do? And he started getting louder. What did I do? What did I do? I'm like, you hit me with your car. How about that? Oh, well, you were in my space. Now, tell me if I'm even in your face, young man. Anybody on here? You don't have no right to hit me unless I get too close. I mean, I'm talking about kissing you close because I can get that close to you. It's by law. It's not a 6 feet distance that we got to have from nobody. But I don't threaten nobody. I stay my distance. Even when he hit me in his car, I was stooping down beside his car talking. So I'm heading to the chiropractor. I'm going to do my best to get that doctor of that ministry locked up because I don't care. He said he'd been locked up before. So if you're going to admit you did it on purpose, basically, you need to go sit down somewhere. And that's on my heart because I've been locked up before. And mine was for a lie. But mine actually was a reason why God needed me to go in there and get saved. Because they had a book called Rescued, Not Arrested. I think I was rescued more than the rest. I've always had fun in prison and jail. Because I talk a lot. I sing a lot. I dance a lot. I keep people happy. I yield on that. God bless you, gentlemen.
Thank you, bro.
All right. So it is the wise words of one gone short, and it's Thankful Thursday. So what are you thankful for? You know, me, myself, I'm just thankful that the Most High woke me up this morning to see another day, even though it's a lot of clouds in the sky and maybe a lot of cloudiness in my thoughts right now, because I've been getting a bunch of calls from folks about this Rock the Flow situation, and I don't have paperwork in front of me. I've never received any paperwork, hard copy paperwork, in front of me. I've heard a lot of ideas. I've heard a lot of conversation. I've been out of the commission. I just came back to the fold after being with that neck brace and my back out, my arm still hurting, and I came out, and then I come into some confusion. And I'm saying, when you're a leader or call yourself a leader, please lead. Please lead, and what I mean by please lead, lead by example. Lead by example so your followers will see a straight and narrow way that they can go, right? So, you know, when you want to be a leader and then you fumble the ball and then you try to kick the ball over to somebody while it's fumbled, and you expect somebody to pick up that fumbled ball and do what with it? And do what with it? I'm not into that foolishness, me, myself. I'm one track mind. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. I ain't adding nothing to it. I ain't taking nothing from it, and I'm going to stay consistent in doing it. And that's how you get things done, being consistent. You can't be all over the place trying to do something, right? You can't say you're going to do this event over here and you're setting up another event over there. You can't say you're helping this person run for an office and now you're way out somewhere else helping somebody else run for office and you ain't even got an office, right? And so stop playing with the people. With words. Let's see action. Let's see action. So, you know, I ain't calling no names. I ain't calling nobody out. But your game plan is it's not tight, you know. It's not tight. And when you try to talk like it's tight, it really makes you look weak, right? And so I don't like getting in the middle of anything that I don't have no knowledge of, but people are saying, well, yeah, they say, you know, you're the one. Have you ever talked to me? No. Okay, so how am I the one if you've never talked to me? How am I the source if you've never talked to me? You can't go by what people say anymore. People don't even trust theyself in their own conversation a lot of times. A lot of times people just be talking. You know, people be talking. Hey, so I know you leaking. I know you ain't got it, and I know you trying to get it, and I know all that. But man, shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Because all that talking getting on my nerve, man. I ain't seeing no action. I ain't seeing nothing. And me myself, I don't got that time. And I ain't gonna do all that talking and all that and threatening and all that. I just don't mess with you. That's the best thing for me, is don't mess with a person. Let them fix them the way they see fit. Because the one gonna fix him the way I see fit. And I'm not talking down on no one. I'm really advising. I've been advising the whole time. Instead of saying, fuck you and get out my face. I've been advising, trying to give real love. But this thing that we're going through nowadays, y'all, I'm not with that. I'm going to tell you first, straight up in your face, I ain't with that. Never have been, never will be. And you can check my track record. I ain't going to go back 40 years and somebody said, well, one gone misused me or lied to me. You can go all the way back to birth. And I had some problems in the street. I wasn't a good goody two shoe in my Timmy Pool day, because I was a dope man and I didn't care about nothing. not nothing. The worst thing I've ever done in my life is sell dope to a pregnant woman, and that haunts me today. Nothing no big bad wolf can scare me more than that right there. Mm. That haunts me to this day. Not all that talking, all that fast talking, and man, listen here, man. We as a people need to heal. That's why I do healing circles. People come in there and laugh at it, but the ones that really are doing real work, we need replenishing. We need to refuel. We need to reconnect. We need to reset by taking on other people's bullshit. And for the listeners that are listening today, I'm not a cusser like this. But enough is enough. And I ain't finna give no more airway to nobody. I ain't finna get no more airplay with nobody. I ain't finna do none of that no more. So don't ask me. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. All this foolishness. Now, I'm going to go to this meeting tonight. I don't know if y'all know about the meeting, but I'm going to go to a meeting tonight, and I'm bringing a couple of big names in there with me, because it might be a lawsuit jumping off around here, the way these people done conducted business. And I want to make sure my back is covered. So I will be bringing in a few people that know law, so we can understand what is going on, because I want people to know that the life I live, is not a game.
I say.
You just can't stand up everywhere and act like you doing something. You got to be who you say you are and let the actions speak louder than your words. With that being said, I'm going to pass this mic, and I might not talk no more today because I ain't feeling it, and I'm telling you I ain't feeling it at all.
I say.
You know, oftentimes we the Be Grateful Thursday. There, for me, and I would dare to say, for a lot of people, gratitude escapes us until we stop and focus, because it's the one size fit all to soothe and assuage what we might be going through. But that doesn't mean that we don't still have things going on around us that give us pause and raise concern. And what you're talking about is one of those things. Yesterday, we were referred to as people to be contacted for if others want to donate to help the financial woes that this particular project might be experiencing. And I was remiss not to dub in and say, oh, whoa, dude, wait a minute. What you say? Contact me? I ain't been contacted but once or twice throughout. I've been told that I would receive paperwork that would define what's going on and give an outlay of what's to be expected. That has not happened. I've been hearing stuff, but not from the principal, from other people who are said to be involved, and they're disgruntled because they're not getting the impression or getting the result that the impression was given to them for. So at this point, somebody will step up and give some clarity to what our concerns are, and maybe we might be wrong. We might be, just uninformed. Let's put it like that. Maybe we're just out the loop with information, and so maybe we can have someone step up and give us the information that we require in order for us not to have these feelings of deception that appears to be in the atmosphere, because I don't like it either. I don't like when people that I respect are saying that they contributed to something and they got a promise but no return. Let me give an example. When we started the Men Accountable Project, which I'm going to brief you right now, I'm having a logo made and I'm going to put together those individuals within the next week or so, so that we can start forming our committees. But when we first started the Men Accountable Project, it was on the heels of a young guy that was duping our youth with a raffle. And the Men Accountable Project was structured to be a group of men who would not only handle workshops and other things, but also be able to address those who are doing this in our community, to go to them diplomatically and let them know, we're watching you, we see you, and we're hoping that you'll stop, because if you don't stop, we get started. And we don't. And the scary part is, we don't know what we're going to do. You should be concerned, because we're going to do something, but if you ask us what it is, we don't even know yet. But we're going to do something, because you're going to stop doing what you're doing to our youth. Now, and I feel the same way about this. Whoever you are, take an opportunity to stop doing what you're doing before we get involved, because we don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do something, because we're not going to allow it under our umbrella, and we're not going to put our name on anything that is not upright, upstanding, and has integrity. We're not doing it. Stop saying my name about something that's raggedy, that you ain't apprised me of. I have no paperwork. I have no briefing. I have no update, but you're putting my name in something. You're going to have to stop that.
I say.
So I'm very disgruntled right now.
Yes, and I want to say this. I was trying to be calm, and now I'm cool, because I listened to Marvell and his cry, and by hearing his cry, that's how I heal. See, that's what I'm talking about. I listen at another brother's cry and match it up with my cry, and that helps me see a little clearer, and which helps my mind get off of that I want to do something attitude, right? Because I'm still in the healing process. I'm still a work in progress. Because I turn the cheek and bow down to a lot of things, don't take it as that I won't get down. Because I will protect me at all costs. I've been shot 5 times, so I'm off the muscle with all that. That's why I don't be around all that. I don't go out. Anytime you see me, I'm working. I pride myself to go to work and do the things that I do, and come home to this $3,000 rent that I'm paying, and I don't own this house. I got to enjoy this mother, right? I got to enjoy all $3,000 worth of it, right? In a month, I got to enjoy that, right? And I don't want nobody to throw me off my square, and that's what the infiltrators do. Infiltrator come in, they ain't got no plan, they ain't got nothing going, and they see something going, and they try to be involved, and people try to involve you, but then you don't even know how to play your part. You don't even know how to sit down. You don't even know how to watch and pay attention and observe what's going on, so that when you come into the game, you're a viable contributor to the team. See, it ain't about a I in the team. It's about a us in the team. And when you don't let us know what you're doing as a teammate, but yet you keep talking about we the team, there's a lot of disinformation that is not, it's not passing. It's not going. I don't even know what to say right now. I'm telling you, this has got to stop in the black neighborhood. This is has to stop. You, if people want attention, people want to be that guy until it's time to be that guy. And you, if you ain't trained yourself and rehearsed or practiced how to be that guy, you asking for too much. That Paul told me a long time ago, don't bite off more than you can chew. I passed
away. Well, let me chime in on this here. The problem is, see, this is something that I learned in the streets. I've been homeless in the streets all my life, basically. And I've seen and heard things. I listen to old men. And you don't get old by living foolishly. old man told me a long time ago, beware of fast talkers and long talkers, because there's always some bullshit on the line somewhere. There's a dead cat on the line. And see what it is, Tim, people see you as a man of integrity, and they think they could do what you do. Oh, he got a lot of things going on. But those things didn't happen all at once. You do one thing at a time, and you perfect that one thing, then you move to something else. You put somebody over that one thing, then you move to something else. You can't spread yourself out like peanut butter. You're not that thick. And like I say, they see one man doing something, so they figure they could jump on board and do it. They want to take his idea and run with it. But you don't know what the makings of that idea. And a leader is a man that sits back and he listens. People come to him with ideas. He just listens. Then he works with it. He don't take that idea and throw it right into the pot and start cooking it up. You don't know what's all in there. It could be something poisonous in that pot that you just threw in there. Something poisonous, or the chemical makeup of it could be poisonous to you. So things. That's why you got a mind to think. But they come up and they shoot out ideas at you. Oh yeah, we're gonna do this. We could do that. Oh yeah, we could do this. And like I say, man's two worst problems is fear and greed. Those are man's two worst problems. Once that greed set in, somebody throws some money in, oh, we can make money this way, we can make money. No, it don't always work that way for you. It's a process. You have to do your homework on things, you know. So that's what happens there. You know, you trying to put 10 marbles in a bag that only hold 5. The bag gonna bust. Somebody gonna get hurt. Are you prepared for the fallout? See, that's the thing. See, people need to slow down, take their time. Don't be greedy. You be greedy, your stomach gonna bust. All this shit can't pass out your ass at one time. So you're gonna be just holding a whole bunch of shit. You're just gonna be shitty. And then you make everybody else seem shitty because you're throwing everybody else into the bag. And we got to be careful. This is about unity. And if we're trying to build unity, you cannot come in with bullshit because that'll furtherly divide us. Greed divides people. Fear divides people. People don't want to be attached to nothing you do out of fear. Oh, and he going to fuck you. Because I'm serious. You'll be surprised how bad your name could get by attaching yourself to some bullshit. And you don't even know it. But everybody else see it. But you'll see it when the fallout comes. You'll end up in jail or nobody just won't mess with you. So we really got to be careful about these things. And I'm glad you brought that up, Tim, because, like I say, I'm with Brother Marvell, just like we talked about it when that guy was doing trying to hide the pee shit, thinking people don't see it. And that's what my eyes is for. That's what my ears is for. I want unity. I want to build a community, not tear one up. You're attaching people to people that don't need to be together. It's the reason why they're not into nothing. Because they can't do nothing but talk. They're talking for a lot of years. Got a whole bunch of shit going on, but ain't never one of them jumped off yet. Just a bunch of talk. Perfect that one thing, then go to something else. See? I mean, that's why Jesus walked alone. Man is afraid of being alone. You got to spend some alone time so you can get shit right. I'm going to digress because I'm about to say some more stuff.
I say, hey, look, so Brother Joe is on the line, so you know I got to put Unc on here. Go on and introduce yourself to the world, sir.
How you doing this morning, fellas? How's everybody and everybody on the line? And I'll wait and hopefully have a comment later on. Thank you.
I say. And so I want to bring Brother Joe on board with what's going on. So last night, before I even got to the healing circle, I had 4 calls. And I told each one of them, hey, I'll call you back. I'm finna start the healing circle. And some calls came in during there. And I said, hey, let me get back with you. Brother Sean Conley being one, right? And so when I call these people back after the show, Flo Lou, I asked Flo Lou, hey, how can I help you, man? You called me earlier. What can I do? He said, well, man, I need to know what the budget is for this show on the 16th. I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, yeah, they said that you know the budget and you're DJing, you're having the sound of it. Wait, who said that? So he gave me a name. I said, well, no, I don't know nothing about that, man. This is what I told everybody, and this is what I'm going to tell y'all again. The first meeting that we had, I introduced everybody to the Obama Room for a meet space for Miss Flo Coffer. And I said that I will change the game night that I pay for that room so you guys can come in and formulate your thing, because what they had already, they had been going to Flo Jo's house, they've been going to different other parties, and I've never been invited. I've never been, they had one on this thing, they put on a streamer, a thing, saying that, I said, well, is that tonight? They said, yeah, we're finna go tonight. So I called the brother, I said, y'all going? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know nothing about that. Oh, okay. Like I don't know any other thing, because I ain't seen no paperwork. You know, we believe in paperwork around here. If you're going to do something, I write my stuff down. I went to a meeting on behalf of Mr. Marvell. I wrote things down that Marvell told me, and when it was time for me to talk at the meeting, I went to my paperwork looking very professional, reading out what I know to be true. And that's what I look for when somebody's talking about working with me. You need to have the paperwork together so we can be in agreement. That verbal stuff, come on, man. You know your smile don't match your handshake. You know them two don't match. So I don't listen to the words you say. I want to see the paperwork, and I want to see the action. But let me get back to it. So I talked to the brother. He said, well, we got 11 artists. I said, 11 artists for what? For the Rock the Flow event. I said, hey, brother, listen. What this started out as, I came to the room and said, I will be able to hold this room right here for you guys until we do the Rock the Flow. I'm the one said that I can get the building. And said that, you remember how they did the Rock the Vote? Somebody took my words and reinvented the whole thing. The next time I heard it was Rock the Flow. Now, normally when you put something together with a group of people, people vote on what they want the title to be, the subtitle to be, or the event name. People come together and they vote that. Well, hey, everybody put something in the pot and let's see which one fits. I've never been to that situation. I've never sat and said, this is what this is going to be named. I was told that this is what's going to be named by the person that's in charge, right? I said, okay, this is what we're doing. No problem. My other thing I said, I will go get the voters' registration forms. I will go get the voters' registration. You have to sign for that. So me and Marvell, we went and got the voters' registration form. Not one person has got a voters' registration form to get filled out. Not one person's been to the college. Like, they had a big old thing about going to four different colleges to get the youth on the college that are 18 and above to sign up to register to vote. And that was a good idea to me, but I'd never seen it in paperwork. That's why I say I need paperwork. I heard it, but I still yet to see it. Come on, follow me, y'all. So now, still today, it's 1,000 voter registration forms. Not one of the people that was in any of the meetings got them forms. And we did a special delivery. I had neck brace on and everything. I couldn't even grab the stuff. Marvell was grabbing all the stuff. So thank you, Marvell, for helping out. We drive all the way from one side of town to the other side and drop them off, hand deliver to a person, give it to them. It still ain't open. I don't even know if Mark the Disciple, he goes to everything. I don't know if he got a voter's registration form. Mark, I want to ask that question. Do you have a voter's registration form?
Look here. I got one form. I went and printed out some more, and he haven't called me to get them.
I made copies so there would have before I duplicated four forms, and he hadn't called me to get them. So I'm just saying.
You can't copy these voter registration forms. You can't copy these.
You have to.
The ones that come from the county that me and Mr. Marvell went and picked up, you cannot copy. These have to be the original form. They have a stamp on it and all the stuff. They have a number system. So when we go turn it in, they'll know what we...
I'm talking about the instruction guide.
Okay. Oh, that's
well,
yeah, well...
Yeah, you remember when we went down and they gave
me and Mark went to... Wait, not me and Mr. Marvell. Mark did that. Me and Mark got that.
You're getting old, my brother. It's okay.
I'm getting old.
Okay.
I meant Mark. I'm not Mr. Marvell.
Marvell ain't got to holler at you. Now Marvell ain't got to holler at you.
Sorry about that, Marvell. It was Mark. Hey, man, I'm confused.
I see
right
Marvell's face right now.
I know he do. I can see it too.
See
but anyway,
face.
So we get the stuff. We go to the brother's house. We drop it off. I come back, get back in the bed, and I hear that they got a movement going. They got the person who's going to do the music. They got the person who's going to do the food. Then they said that there's going to charge to get in this event. Then they said that there's people that's going to be selling merchandise at this event. So that's where I said, hold it. Wait a minute. Let me call this person. First of all, the district who I got the multi-purpose room through won't allow you to charge. It's got to be a free event. So it's got to be a free event. There's no liquor, none of that at the school, none of that. And you have to have insurance. So we got the insurance. Not one time did one person say, well, here's this on that. Here's this on that. I just did that to host this because that's all I'm going to do. I'm not doing no more work. The work I was going to do is get the building, make sure we have somewhere to meet, make sure the insurance for the building is taken care of, and that is it. Oh, and get the voters registration forms. That was what I said I was going to do from the gate, and that's what I did. All the other stuff was done by someone else, and at the end of the day, it all came back in my lap last night when Flo Lou said, wait, is there a budget, Tim? I said, a budget? He said, yeah, because we got 11 artists. I said, for what? Oh, for the Rock the Flow. No, this is a free event. Everybody that's going to perform, they performing in hopes that we get this lady in the mayoral office, right? That's what the whole thing is about. Nobody's getting paid. Nobody, you know, and if we do raise any money, that's supposed to be for the candidate, right? That's how that goes, right? And so people have turned this into a game for themselves, y'all, but have no skin in the game. You ain't did nothing. You ain't but run your mouth. And that has got to stop. That has got to stop. And so we cannot no longer bypass these things. We can't. We can't be silent about this stuff no more, man. That's how we got to where we at now, being silent. And so I just want y'all to know I did what I said I was going to do. And tonight I'm going to finally go to a meeting and find out what is really going on and who's really running this. Because when a person get on this radio and say, well, like Marvell said, if a person wants to donate to this cause, see Tim or Marvell, see me for what? I don't want to collect nothing. And if I want to, and if I do, I'm going to ask. I'm going to say I've never asked anybody for anything because I hate to do that. Trust that. I hate to do that. And I don't like to use the word hate, but I won't ask you for nothing, man. You don't see the need. You don't see where we going with things. It's all good. I'm still going to get there because most of the time when people give you something, they want to you know, don't give me something to gloat about it and speak about it. It just, because matter of fact, let me get off of this. I see a hand. I've been talking, man, and my mind is so boggled, I don't even know how to talk right now. But I know Mr. Joe do. Go ahead, Uncle.
The circumstances that you're talking about, I'm right in the middle of that conversation. The problem that I see from my experience, the individuals doing the talking have no experience in putting something of that magnitude in order to present to the public. I'm going to be at the meeting tonight because the BBOA had made the statement that we would be the security at the Collaborative Center, only to find out that it was not structured to the point to have the right discussion. So I don't disagree with you. I don't want to go into a lot of the things that I have found out about the 16th. At the meeting tonight, I will express, but the BBOA said, wait a minute, in our board meeting, this is not structured. And just like you, I too, as security, asked for an agenda on paperwork. I too have not seen a thing. And so based on that, no, we will not. And that's what the board told me to make clear. I want to work with the young man, but they're under the impression that the legwork, which is what I think you guys were talking about when I got on the line, the legwork, all the hard work was going to be done by Mr. Tim Poole. And I know better. They didn't. And that's where we are at this point. And so I'll back up at this moment, but I am right in the middle of that particular concept right now. So I'll be there at the meeting tonight to let them know that we need to do something if you're going to try to get an event for the upcoming mayor. And I digress. And Mark was right there with me also at the same meeting last week. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, for clarity's sake, for those who are not aware, the BBOA stands for the Black Business Owners Association, and it is a group of men who come together to make things happen for our youth and our communities and our women. Right. Matter of fact, as a group of Black members of the community who have come together that have businesses or 501c nonprofits or just entrepreneurs who have come together to structure things that will help our youth and our communities, and they want to remain autonomous, so they're doing a lot of things to generate the funds necessary to go forth without appealing to people who put restrictions on them, like grants and loans and things like that. So now, I'm also a member of that, and I'm also privy to the decision that was made, and until further notice, that decision is probably going to stand, that we're not going to put our name on something that's raggedy either. So what I'm sitting back thinking and feeling, and I want to express it so maybe it could ebb a little more, maybe I'll get something to take me away from the way I feel, but I feel like we have someone who thinks they're clever enough to puppeteer other people, and then when the deal go down, they'll throw their rock and then try to hide their hand. And insult. It's an insult because, quite frankly, I think I would be better off or be more receptive to someone who had the image, right? And they can fake you out with a good, solid image. But when you don't even have that, that's audacious to me. That you don't even have the imagery that portrays the ability to be able to lead from the background and then be able to shift the weight when it comes on you. You know, you don't even have that image that that would allow someone to say, okay, well, you know, I'll give the benefit of the doubt. No, the benefit of the doubt can't be given because there's just too many shortcomings and bad habits that make it so that it turns out to be nothing but an insult. You think you can puppeteer. So that's part of what's going on in my mind and in my spirit is that there's some kind of delusion going on. It seems like some kind of, it might be an illness of some sort, emotional or spiritual or mental illness taking place here, and maybe we can help that person address that and get some therapy for it. But until then, until that acknowledgement is made, no more of this. No more. No more of this, sir or ma'am, whomever. No more of this. We'll be tolerated, and our name's not going on any of this stuff. So you're kind of like on your own.
Hey, I say.
I got Reb with a hand up. Reb?
I agree, and I'm feeling that same damn pulse, and it most likely is the same individual. But I've been using abuse and going through everything, and I just find it, part of my test, trial, and tribulations. How am I going to pass this one? But people that are of the wrong got to realize that you got to confess, you got to repent, you got to make up things for people. Because I would never, ever, ever speak on nothing that I do that I'm not going to be in the front of the line. And I got all my paperwork to lock in everything I talk about. And I really, on this same note, I was trying to get paperwork from the individual in charge. Can't get nothing. I was adamant, like, where's a flyer at, Eastman, you know. And then I get this garbage weird flyer back, like, oh, wait a minute, this is a porn flyer? What is this? Couldn't even read it. It just looked like it was like, wow, you know, even Dr. Flo said something about it on a little thread. Just like, that's too much going on. That thing is busy. But I'm sure she meant that thing. It was real busy. It was nasty looking. I'm like, this is not cool. What is that?
We have never seen it, right?
I should have it in my phone. I will send it to you, dog.
Send it
like,
to me.
Huh?
I ain't never seen it.
Woo. So,
it was,
yeah, I was
trade.
Trying to be a part of this stuff and all along trying to find out what are we going to make? How's this going to work? Never knowing that it had to be free because of the location. None of that. So I was trying to have them implement a show because I have VIP Marketing Enterprises as one of my LLCs. I've done shows before. I had Fillmore Slim and Rico the Great was supposed to show up to the last one. So I even had this person and probably the same person talk to Fillmore Slim and Keek the Sneak on the phone. And they were both willing to actually come. Keek the Sneak sent me a message, send me the information, Reb, and I'm there. I'm like, okay, shoot, all right. And I'm on them. Send me the information. What time is it? What's going on? I got nothing. So I feel like it's just a snake in the bushes. You know, I've dealt with, like I just mentioned, a snake in the pulpit. So they all out and about. And that's fine. You're supposed to have those just like somebody that shot you, Tim. They were supposed to shoot you to see if you're going to take it like a man or take it like a little bitch. And I mean a beautifully intelligent teacher Christ healed bitch, you know, because we heal in a different way from everything we go through. And I know I'm going to heal from this, and I got investments at this person's place, like $4,000 worth of my T-shirts, my fuck you bitch nigga collection T-shirts. And I got to get that today. I don't want to play no longer. This person also wanted to step up and be part of my. This person also wanted to step up and be a part of my limousine service, knowing that I'm down. Oh, I'll pay for the insurance. I'll get it put in my name. And okay, well, show me the money, okay? Instead of me blessing you all the time with a free ride and give you briefcases because your briefcase is so tore up, I gave him like 5 briefcases. Look, like make sure you separate all your stuff so it looks a professional. So I've tried on my end. I tried. That's why I get on here sometimes. I talk around all the problems I got because I be liking to deal with my own. That's what I'm on here for, mainly because I got my own issues. And I can talk about the world all day, but I can't help the world until I can help myself. If that ain't a fact of knowing you, I ain't thinking on the right track.
Because
you got to be able to help out. Yeah, you got to be able to help ourselves. So that's where I'm at on every note. And I yield to the whole everything, and God bless all this stuff that's going on. I pray it don't reflect on Tim and Marvell, because that's all I've heard is you guys at the top of it. Y'all running this stuff. Okay. But I didn't
see, that's what
you're talking
about. Hold on, Reb. Hold on, Reb. That's what I'm talking about right there. And so when I called the brother, because like I said, four different people called me. Even Sean Conley called me last night, and he said, hey, bro, what's the budget looking like? I said, what budget? To what? What are you talking about? He said, for the Rock the Flow thing. I said, man, I didn't make that name up, man. I'm going to tell you what I told anybody and everybody. I'm going to go get them voters registration forms. I'm going to go get the place. I'm going to give them the room on Thursday. Instead of we doing game night, we're going to have a room on Thursday for everybody to congregate. And I'm going to get the insurance for the building. Because you can't do nothing without the insurance, which they want you to have $1 million worth of insurance for that event, right? I did that, right? I haven't got one penny out of that, right? I don't want to put Brother Joe on the blast, but Brother Joe gifted Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence $1,000. So y'all give Brother Joe a hand, man. He did that the other day,
man.
I tried not to put him on the blast because he did his neck like don't say nothing. You know, this is. But I appreciate that because I've never asked, I've never received. You know, and when we do, I'm going to thank the person and everything. You know, I give away T-shirts when other people sell T-shirts. You see what I'm saying? I give away a lot of stuff. And I do that from my heart because, see, I've been dead, and I came back alive, and God saved me, and he spared me. And so I look at life way different than I used to, and I try to stay in that thought all the time because God has been good to me and he gives me everything I need. I don't need a whole lot. I don't want to be. See, I've been nigger rich before. I didn't count $100,000 of my own money a couple of times, right? And not trying to brag or talk about the last past life that I lived, but I've been nigger rich before, right? And I wasn't even happy then. Let me tell you, I'm happy right now. The way I get it, I got to go out every day. Anybody see me, you can go to my Facebook and you'll know what I do daily because I put that out there as a testimony to my friends who were in the situations I was in. And that's all I do. I don't put the camera on me and look in the camera and talk about me, 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 me. What I do is I promote the things I do. If I'm at a function, I'm promoting that function. I'm sharing the flyer. That's a part of support, sharing the flyer, buying the merch, right? I maybe got 200 T-shirts, Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violent T-shirts, right? I tried to work with one of my people. We had got them, and they said, oh, man, you ain't doing nothing with the T-shirts, man. Let me get 10 of them, man, and I'm going to sell them. I said, well, man, you know, I ain't in no, you know, it's on the website. If some people want to get it, they go to the website, and we'll shoot them out to them. I don't really want you to have to do no hand trafficking with no T-shirts. But I gave them 10 T-shirts. Do you think I got the money for the 10 T-shirts? No, not at all. So I don't do that. That was the one lesson I needed to learn. By giving a dear friend the T-shirts. It's always an all man, right? So what I did is like when I loan some money, I don't loan money I don't have. That way if I loan it to you, I don't look for it to come back when you don't pay me because I stopped loaning money, right? Because that's how it becomes like that. Now, there's a person that needs, you can bring me that bill, and I can probably go help you pay on it, but I ain't giving you no cash. I ain't giving you no check. I ain't giving you nothing. I'm going to go, you got to take me wherever that is if I feel compelled to do that. See? But, yeah, a lot of people have a lot of things that they discuss and talk about. As a onlooker myself, I always pay attention to how people get down, right? I don't say nothing. I just watch how people get down. Everybody. I watch how everybody, because I hope you watch how I get down in hopes that whatever you do, I might can learn from you because that's all. I'm a student. I'm a student in life, still learning and going to continue to learn until I drop, right? And so I'm a student to not perfection, but I'm a student to the real. Things that are real I want to learn. Positive stuff, I want to learn. I want to learn these things so I can be better at being me. I don't want to learn how to cheat. I don't want to learn how to lie and deceive folks. I don't want – that ain't the type of life I want to live. I didn't change my life to go backwards. No, I didn't. And so with what I'm saying is that we as a people, when I say we need to heal, people say, oh, we already healed. You's a lie. And the truth ain't in you, man. We go through – me and my wife, we might go through it, but what we do is we know how to give each other a minute, come back, and it ain't but about our son. We don't really have issues where me and her go at it. It's either our son then did something, and I'm checking him, and then I got somebody coming behind me trying to check me about what I just said to this young man who just acted out. So now I got to stand my ground because I know what I told him was the real, and here you trying to soften the blow of how I'm trying to convey what I just witnessed. I can't do that, you're not going to do that. So we'll take a break. We'll reconvene. And we'll talk about what just happened, how that happened, and what we need to do so it don't happen again. And that is work. That is work. So that's even in friendships. We have a disagreement. We should be able to calm down, cool off, and then come back and talk with one another. We shouldn't be let one incident break up a friendship or a relationship or associate. It shouldn't be that way, because if it does, that means from the gate it wasn't nothing real there anyway. It was something wasn't real there anyway. We shouldn't fall all the way out with folks. I know parents that done fell all the way out with their kids because they didn't listen to something they did or said, and you should have been more knowingly that your child needed more help in that area. So you have to give them time to grow in that area, because we all made mistakes. This is why I don't chastise and all that unless it's deemable, right? I'm not chastising or going at you just to be going at you like that. It's got to be a reason why I come like that. But then after I come like that, I'm also going to come and say, I apologize that I had to come to you like that, but that's how this worked with me. I had to let you know, and now I'm going to let you know that I did that out of love, and I'm always backtrack so I don't have you feeling salty about what I said or my actions, right? And that's what we have to do. We have to do a follow-up to make sure that understanding is the main goal here, getting understanding. Whether I was wrong coming at you, but I wasn't wrong, but I was wrong, well, I just wanted you to understand. I want to get some understanding, and I'm coming to apologize by the way I came, because I'm still working on me, and God's still working on me. I'm not perfect, so I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm just trying to be righteous. I'm trying to do what God has me to do. And so with this trickery that they have out here, I'm going to be at the meeting tonight, man, because I don't like that everything's on me now. Everything's on me. I did enough, man. I got the building. I got the voters' registration forms. I got the insurance. I got the meeting spot. All on my back. Never asked for one dime. Never even got a bottle watered. Never got a bottle watered in all that I did. And now it's coming to the point where I'm the head honcho. If you want to give some money to this project that I have no paperwork on, give it to Tim or Marvell. Donate to them. What? Who does that? And why would they? I passed the mic. Oh, Miss Clarissa is on the phone. Miss Clarissa, are you available to say hello to the world? You might be on mute.
Okay, let me sort of back up what you say real quickly. By the BBOA being involved in this same event, it's not structured, and that's where the major problem is.
That's why when your name was used for, I guess, advertisement purposes, because you've got a your name is out there. People know you. It's just not structured. These young men are missing a major component. And tonight's meeting, we'll be able to straighten that out. I'd like to see this sister get in, but it's going to take experience, not enthusiasm, to get this done. Again, I don't want to disparage and say something at this point, because I got to be honest with you guys. I've been at in San Francisco. I've been at this. I've been doing this. And so hopefully tonight we'll be able to straighten some things out as far as the structure so we can get this young lady in office. And I'll back up at this moment.
Yeah, that's the travesty. That's the travesty of this circumstance, is that we all came in aboard because we recognize a community activist who has a heart for our people and our communities that might be able to break ground in an atmosphere that so far we've only been hearing more talk, right? And we feel like she's a doer, and we wanted to put energy behind that. And so it's become convoluted now. And here, now, I'm going to share with you one of the workshops Men Accountable is going to formulate and bring to the public. And the issue is lack of trust. And it goes like this. Having few examples of things being true to their claims and people being true to their word, trusting has become a risk that not many are willing to take. And as a result, it appears that this risk is far greater and the pain far deeper when one is betrayed by someone they feel they should be able to trust because they look like them. That's what we're experiencing now. That's why this thing is dragging on. It's a deep cutting pain when we trust, and our trust is abuse for somebody that looks like you, someone who has your same experience, someone who should be able to relate and have empathy for how you feel when you are betrayed. Nonetheless, that's where we are right now. And I'm going to say this on a broader scale, that this is something that kind of exists. If we're not careful and we're not mindful, it exists in other areas that we might endeavor to and get involved with. And this example will help us to be able to screen to make sure that whoever says they are, that they are who they say they are. And that's the consolation to this, is that because we don't want to get jaded. I don't want my brother Tim to get jaded to the point to where he shuts down in the spirit upon which he operates, because I don't think that's going to work well for him. It's certainly not going to work for us, but I don't think it's going to work for him. And right now, I'm more concerned about him and where he is emotionally and spiritually than any other venture, because ventures come and go. But people like this brother are a rarity, and we should protect him. So that's what we're experiencing now. It's a lot of pain, man. It's a lot of pain that we have to fight through with each other. And so I was listening to something this morning, and it said that, why is it, some woman wrote this piece, and she said, why would we expect people to respect us when they see that we don't respect each other? I yield.
Yeah, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Wise Words with One Gone Show. We're going to take a moment. I'm going to pay some commercials, but I got to play this song right here, man, just for the listeners out there. You're listening to Wise Words with One Gone Show.
Didn't make it true, playing by the rules. I come upon like a troubleshooter moving down the line. I come apart, but that's okay, 'cause trouble man don't get in my way. I come apart, babe. I've been for real, babe. Gonna keep moving. That is what we do.
King, Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence presents
The Men's Healing Circle.
Brothers healing together.
Brothers healing together.
Join us every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. 2251 Florin Road, Sacramento, California, inside the Obama Room. The Men's Healing Circle is a place where men uplift, encourage, and inspire each other to be better through personal testimony, dialogue, self-reflection, self-improvement, and positive affirmation. Again, that's 2251 Florin Road, Sacramento, California, in the Obama Room. Come out and pledge to greatness with your fellow brother. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence presents Youth Healing Circle. Every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Youth Healing Together.
2251 Florin Road, Sacramento, California. Inside of Room 67, our Youth Healing Circle is a forum where we dive into discussions about drugs, bullying, school, and life skills. We provide a safe space and inform our youth
that sometimes it is okay to not be okay.
During our Youth Healing Circle, our youth may hear from other youth as well as experienced adults how to problem solve and navigate unforeseen complexities that we all run into in life. 2251 Florin Road, Sacramento, California. That's Room 67, every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. For more information, text or call 916-889-0105. Let's heal together.
That's what we need worldwide. We need healing, man. You know, we all go through some things, man. And I hate that we even had the show that had to deal with this topic. But if we don't start having these conversations, things like this will continue to happen. You know, we can't turn the blind eye to it. We can't put blindfolds on and allow this to continue to happen in our neighborhoods, right? Therefore, it stagnates the growth of us becoming a community, right? Because of the thing, very thing that Mr. Marvell Wilson said, trust, right? A lot of people still don't trust, you know, and they never probably will trust again, right? And so, Marvell, I appreciate you for the kind words, brother. You are my big brother. I lean on God's understanding, and I watch you. You lean on his understanding as well. You're working with the Spirit, man, and that is a good place to come from. So with that, I want to thank you for the wise words, right, and the kind words. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the Wise Words of One Gone Show, where we're talking about issues that happen in our communities. We're talking about issues that happen in politics. We're talking about issues that are happening worldwide. But it's no better place than to come in your own backyard and get things straight. How can you go out and save anything when you're not saving your own, right? And so that's what this discussion is about. And I like the way Brother Marvell put it. He said, in hopes that we can help that individual see better for himself, to do better for himself, and to learn self. We're asking that he come clean with himself and get the help he may need, because there's help that is needed. There's healing that is needed, y'all. And so with that being said, I'm going to open the phone lines back up. You're listening to the Wise Words of One Gone Show. The number to call is 515-605-9861. That's 515-605-9861. Here's our host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. Marvell?
You know, it occurs to me sometimes when I speak, I feel a surge of energy, and I think I may come off as loud, and if I do, let me know, and I'll work on a little bit more control in the volume and, you know, to make my passion be felt, but not with that lilt that may seem maybe overwhelming or aggressive. It's just that there's some issues that I get out the way of, and stuff just flows through me, and it comes with that kind of power. I think I can work with it. Just like the words, sometimes I use words that are not common. And I have to be mindful and recognize that and attempt to, if I use the word, I attempt to bridge it with something else, because, you know, I speak a lot of times the way I write, and I do a lot of writing, and I've done a lot of writing. So, pardon me for being a little bit more boisterous or loud than maybe need to be at the time. It's just that that's something I probably would do well to check myself. And if with a little help from you, it'll make it easier. So just let me know, and I'll curtail. I'll cut it back, you know, so I won't seem like I'm preachy or dictatorial or commanding, you know, your approval for what I'm saying. It's just sometimes I get hit like that. So, but yet I think that it's important for us to use this again as a model for screening and you know, doing a approval, making sure that the approval that we seek in someone's proposal is there, that we make sure that we ask the right question. And if we don't get the right answers, then we, you know, we make a decision based upon that, right? Because it's going on a little bit too often and it gets to be crunch time, because, you know, one of the things that I'm guilty of, and I notice my people, my culture are guilty of, is like we seem to be waiting to the last minute to get motivated to do what's necessary to get done. There might be a plan initially, but it seems like we don't get motivated to execute the plan until the crunch time. And then all of a sudden, scurrying around trying to make sure all the ducks in a row. And that might be something to look at in the future and get some more level-headed planning committees or something to make sure that we walk to and walk through the goal, toward the goal, in a way that is timely. Because right now, you know, with this venture and a couple of other ventures, I'm going to say the Men Accountable venture. Right now, you know, I'm going to put forth a little more energy to make sure that people that I've invited, that they respond and give me an idea of whether or not this is something that they want to be involved with. I'm making a logo now. I think the logo is going to be a motivating factor, because it's a very, very creative and a very germane logo to what we're talking about. So I'm going to use that visual to attract a little bit more commitment. It's just that, you know, that's a tendency that I have, and I think there's a tendency that maybe a lot of folks might share, is that we procrastinate. Procrastination, right? And if we can hold each other accountable and be each other's eyes and ears on that procrastination, and make sure we screen in properly to make sure that whoever's in place is going to do what it is that they say they're going to do, then I think that those are a couple of areas that we would thrive a little better on if we address. And I'll yield.
One of the areas, and let me back up both of you, one of the areas that is most important that we as elders are finding out, at least in this circumstance, is that the leader, who is the focal point? Where is the focal point? I would want to work with both these two young men, because I can tell that they need some sort of guidance in the experience that all of us have. They've not gotten to where we are yet. They haven't gone through what we've gone through to be here today. And that takes knowledge. Someone said the other day, you don't get to be old being no fool. You know, a lot of wise young ones in the ground right now. So I want to work with these young people. Now, Marvell, you're correct, because I was thinking the same thing. We always wait till the last minute to try to jump on board, jump off the bridge, pull the trigger of the gun. We wait till the last minute. So this young lady, as best I can. So what I would suggest is that we elders who are leaders in our own right, it's at the point, don't worry about stepping on somebody's toes. Let's see if we can be successful for the future. Let us, as you say, you're correct, let us put together for the future the committees that will actually deal with issues like this. I would suggest at this moment, even though it's crunch time, let us see what we can do to help this young lady out. This young lady is trying to do something. We are trying to do something. Let's see if we can connect. Thank you.
Let me say this. So I've, since day one, asked for Dr. Flo to give me a call so we can find out the direction she wants to go in, not the direction we want to go in. What I wanted to do is help her move the needle for her, not for individuals. And so I haven't got the call from her. I haven't got the call from the campaign manager or anyone. I just got it from this one source, right? And so
right.
Everyone was relying on this one source. I haven't even got a flyer for the event. Everybody's talking about what's going on at the event, how it's going, but I need paperwork, Uncle Joe. I need paperwork so I can follow. So this Saturday, we have a lot going on at Florence Square. I have paperwork from last week that they sent me that's telling me the direction they're going to go, telling me they have the agenda, they have the people, they have the speakers, they have the time slots, they have everything categorized the way the event is supposed to go. And it's two pages, right? It's a full day of events. Then the following day, there's even more on the Sunday. There's more activities, a 5K walk. There's just a whole bunch, and it's all written so we can follow the agenda, so we can all be on point, so we all know what's going on. Because what you tell me today, you might not say that tomorrow. Like I said, Marvell took me to go get the thing, and it was Mark, right? That's because I was so hot earlier. I'm going to tell you, it took a lot to calm down today because of all the calls I got that said that I was the lead in all of this. And I don't even know what's going on. How did we get to Rock the Flow? Who made that name up? Did you, Joe? You was at a couple of meetings.
No,
did you come up with
no.
that name? Mark,
no,
did you
did
come
not.
Up with that name? You've been at all the meetings. You come up with that name? Mark the Disciple, did you come up with that name?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
But Mr. Marvell, you've been to a couple of them. Did you come up with that name?
No, I did not.
Did you vote on it?
No, I did not.
See, that's how business is done, y'all. That's all I'm saying. Anytime when we get when you do business, you can't nigger rig the business idea. You can't. What I mean by that, you can't put a Band-Aid over anything. It's either got to be a solid piece or no piece at all. You put a Band-Aid on it, the Band-Aid may come off. You're playing with things when you do that. So it's a learning lesson for everyone. And I'm coming. I was going to call the district and cancel everything on my name because I can't trust anything. I just almost lost my nonprofit trusting. And I can't take another blow like that. I can't. And stand. Oh, no, I can't do that. I'll lose everything. And my wife don't want that. So she talked to me last night after she's listening. So I normally don't let my wife ear hustle on all things because she's different than me. She ready to go at you. She ready to come at you. And she don't care the consequences that come behind it. She ready to come at you because she's going to come in love. She's going to come as a godly woman. But if you pass that threshold the wrong way, she's still hurt from old times. And it comes out, I have to grab her and let her know, hey, we God's people, we can't act like that. We can't be like that no more. You got to let some things go. She ain't willing to let things go and ride like me. Because I know how deep it get. It get to the point where it don't even be words no more. It be action. And then the action, it becomes something different. And I ain't ready to go do different. I like the lifestyle I live, and that's for the people. I'm gone every day for the people. I'm on this radio right now for the people. And we can't clog that up with bullshit, right? And I refuse to. And I refuse to. I'll pass the mic.
Let me clear up something real quick. The collaborative, that concept is no longer. The idea that was that these young men gave, was that the idea, it's not going to work in that community at all. So at the moment, there is a search on for a different venue. So doing the security, I've got a lot of information about what you're saying. So at the meeting tonight, be able to say some things. I don't want to say anything over the radio, but Brother Mark and I last Monday night
at our BBOA meeting, were informed that the idea would not work, not at the numbers that was anticipated. So tonight at this meeting, let all this out on the table, put it on the table. Thank you.
Ashe, and how do we know what the number count will be when there's not a ticket? So that determines how many people come. And before you even get a ticket out, I ain't even seen a flyer. Now, Rev said it was a flyer out, but have any of y'all got the flyer? Let me know if you do pass it on.
No.
I know Rev said he got it.
Nothing was passed around. It was just something there. Nothing was passed out. It was just something, well, not to us. It was just something that was posted on a thread, which I haven't seen the thread. It probably knocked me off the thread because, like I say, anything that don't seem right is not going to go. And I told them before at the meeting, everything that they was coming up with, I said, well, how are you guys going to charge money? This is supposed to be a free event. This is to get people in there. Then to get people to know about her. Then you go do something else in a larger location and charge and do what you want to do there. But like I say, they're operating on greed. Everything that was sold across here was about money, about money, about money. And I'm going to tell you, just for those that are listening, I'm not seeing anything to discourage anyone from doing something, but get all your eggs in one basket before you start cracking them, because you're just going to make a big mess all over the place. I digress.
We have learned through experience in our own individual lives that procrastination and manipulation used to be, I grew up with that. I had to learn how to chip away and cut away so that I could be a bit more successful in whatever endeavor I tried, I stepped out to do. I also had to learn what it means to be an Indian instead of the chief. I wanted to be the chief, like many men do, but I had to learn how to be an Indian, and that's what we are. These young men are learning. We are the chiefs. Let's teach. Now, we talk about teaching and guidance. Let's do that. Here's a situation that fits each and every one of us that's on this thread. The double R, the way down in L.A., it fits each and every one. So declare right here, us right here. Let's start teaching what we know to be successful. Yeah, stepping on someone's toes, worrying about their emotional content, that's part of it. But the main part is success and forward moving. And to do that, it takes individuals that know how to step, how to move. People will follow. People will gravitate, but they've got to have a focal point to fix their eyesight on. Just like when you aim a gun, you got to have something to look through that sight and see your target. Let us guide. Gentlemen, we are the sight and the rifle. Let us aim ourselves and start moving forward as we know we can. Thank you.
Ashe, so before anybody else get on, I see your hand, Reb. I'm going to get to you. I hope you're talking about what we're talking about right here. I'm going to come to you right after this right here. Brother Sean, go ahead and introduce yourself to the world, and I'm going to get to the reason I called you and told you to call in.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Sean Conley, founder of Bee Tree of Life. I'm just here listening and want to see what the people talking about.
All right. So we have a meeting tonight, and I had four calls, you being one, Flo Lou being another, Brother Tyrone being one, and somebody else last night. Who was it last night? One of the artists, Flo Lou, about the budget, right? And so when you called me last night, Sean, you asked me about a budget for this up-and-coming event for Dr. Flo. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so what we was talking about is how we haven't received any paperwork from an individual to state how, what's going to be what, any of it. Matter of fact, I can start as far as there's no flyer I have received to even put out. And how do we come up with a Rock the Flow? Did people vote on that concept of Rock the Flow, or was it just one person said Rock the Flow and everybody joined in? Because I didn't get a voting on naming anything. I didn't get a lot of information, but yet everyone's saying it's Mr. Tim, and then the young man who's in charge of this is saying, who's got direct contact with Dr. Flo. I don't have that contact. I've never talked to Dr. Flo but one time, and that was the one time I said I was going to go get these things that I've got. But this young man said that now if you want to donate, then you donate to Tim Pool or Marvell. And this is in the last couple of days, I believe, this happened. I think Monday. And what are you going to donate to me for? I don't know anything about this. I've been laid up for 3 weeks. I ain't been to no meeting. I don't know none of these people that are in charge of the music or in charge of the food trucks or in charge of the T-shirts. I had to call the man and say, you can't sell tickets. You can't sell this. You can't sell that. It's a free event, and everyone should be volunteering to get the objective done, and that's to put Dr. Flo in the mayor's seat. That's what this whole thing is about. It's not about self-gain. And so I got you on here because now I heard something new today from my uncle, Mr. Joe, that they're looking for another venue. There's no need to have the Fruit Ridge Collaborative. So I'm trying now. That's something new to me today, right? I'm finding out more and more and more as we discuss different situations that I found myself, when all I was coming to do is help Dr. Flo, not individuals. I was coming to help Dr. Flo. When I'm helping individuals, it's on a whole nother note. It's not about this area. I help folks in all type of areas, but this one particular area, I'm not helping folks. I'm helping a candidate, and I gave of myself to do so. Now I feel totally fucked up, and so I need some clarity on what you know, because you're closer to the situation than anybody on this phone. So, Brother Sean, can you clarify some things for me?
I'm in a blind, really, like you are. I didn't find out a lot about this stuff until we were at a BBOA meeting speaking with Uncle Joe. And he was just telling me about some food trucks that were supposed to be out there. I believe we were talking about the parking space. And I think they were talking about charging at the door. So when I talked to Dr. Flo last night, she's like, there's no charging at the door. We're not charging nobody to come into the place. We're just people that come, we're going to help them, you know, register and show them how to vote. So I didn't have a clue of what anything was going on because I haven't been at the meetings. I didn't know what the young man was doing when it came to the event of Dr. Flo. I knew it was coming. And I was just going to participate in it because I gave her my word, and I've been sponsoring her since I met her from day one. And so I really don't know what's going on. I'm trying to find out everything. That's why I called you, because some people called me with a little bit of power, and I guess there were some people with her. And so there was some artists and some other people, and they was wondering how they was going to get paid. I was like, I don't know anything. She was like, well, where's the budget? I was like, I don't know. I don't know if there's a budget or not. I don't know anything about it. And so I was just calling you to try to get some information from you to see what was going on. I heard they spoke to the young man. He said there wasn't a budget. So I'm lost in this too, like really, really lost. So, but what I want to do is, it's not about one individual. It's about us helping Dr. Flo get in that chair. And so that's the purpose of me really stepping in because, you know, I don't want to make nobody look bad. I see the young man's ambition, you know, how he's trying to push. And I just think for us who knows how to do this, maybe we need to come in and give him some assistance because right now things is going in the wrong direction and a lot of people is talking. He was getting frustrated. And so we were talking about another venue over there off of Florence because there can't be no food trucks. There's no parking. We talk about having 300 people. Where are they going to park at if we have it at the Fruit Ridge Collaborative Center? Which I don't care where we have it, but we having 300 people, which I didn't know 300 people was showing up, but okay. So that's why we were talking about having it over there on the Fruit Ridge, on Florin. So I'm clueless like you, like completely clueless. I'm learning from everybody else.
I thank you for that, brother. And so now I have clarification. I see a couple of hands up. Rev, I'm coming to you. You long-winded. You more long-winded than Double R. Double R, go ahead. I don't want to shut your mic off, and I don't want you to fall off or none of that other stuff. I want to give you your time to speak, Rev. Go ahead, Double R.
Hey, man, I'm going to do like him. Give me 15 minutes. I'll just play. Hey, this is Thankful Thursday, man. Yeah, this is Thankful Thursday, man. I'm going to just get back to that, man. And what it is that, man, I just thank y'all just for showing this knowledge, wisdom, and discernment. I mean, y'all just shedding so much on people, man. Y'all so y'all just transparency is just immaculate, man. I've been on here for 2 months. And like I say, Rev, hold up, man. I know you ready, but let me just share a little bit on here. But y'all just, it's just amazing, man. Good, bad, or whatever, A through Z, y'all the realest. You know what I'm saying? That's why I look to every morning, Monday through Friday, to come on here, man, just to brainstorm with y'all. Sometimes we sidebar, we'll do things on the side, whatever, and talk too about important things. But this show here, man, for 2 hours, man, I tell y'all, man, I got my pen and paper here, man, like I'm going to get my doctorate degree in negology. You feel me? So because y'all, man, just from every area, this show, I don't know why there's more black people on here trying to learn. Just with some true niggas, you know what I'm saying? Y'all some real niggas here, and y'all keep it 100. And I appreciate that, man. I just want to get y'all roses while I can. You know what I'm saying? Just to let y'all know that, man, keep doing what y'all doing. The haters going to be there, man. We know that. There's going to be a lot of flesh things going on, you know, with people about the bottom line, chasing that bag like Mark say. You know what I'm saying? But however, man, y'all keep stumping. Ain't no mountain high. When y'all come over here, just had an accident not even 24 hours ago, and you on here, y'all was sick a couple times I've been on here. Y'all keep the mic up, you know what I'm saying? I just want to tell y'all that. Keep doing what you're doing. This Double Law, I yield back.
Yeah, Double Law, I didn't know you was in Los Angeles until somebody said that today. I didn't know what area you came out of. I know Manny's out there in Menlo Park. East Palo Alto, but I didn't know you was in L.A., and so, man, shout out to you. I'm going to Rev. Rev,
oh, yeah,
you
I'm out here,
line.
But look, my wife just told me that she got a conference in March. I told her, I said, give me that date. I'm going to book it so I can go give my brothers a hug out here. I'm going to be in your area in March, man, and God willing, I'll be out in Sacramento. All right.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for holding it down, man. You've been on here, and you're a regular. It's our show, so, you know, everybody that call on here, it's our show. Rev?
Hello, y'all. This is long-winded Rev that y'all think y'all got humors about my conditions in life. All y'all can kiss a ball. You hear me? Because I only try to jump into y'all little conversation, even though Tim and Marbella is the biggest talkers in the world on here. Y'all can knock it off, okay? But the whole event, like I said, I was pushed into it, even though I was just supposed to be in the men's healing circle. I don't know how I actually became, and look at this title. I'm the fourth person under Tim, Marvell, this guy, and then it's supposed to be me. I don't know how I jumped into that hot seat, but I was just kind of rolling with it. And I thought, because of this hot seat show, you're doing a flow show, whatever, I'll be the host. I host all shows that I go to typically because I'm long-winded. But
you are.
So what? Y'all just hating because y'all can't get long-winded. So I appreciate it to the every try to help, okay? I have a couple of venues that I passed on to the gentleman because he also wants to do an event for another candidate in office, Alicia, whatever her last name, Belton or something like that. So I gave him these two locations. Yeah. So I gave him these two locations for that. And then he's like, Rev, you know, we're going to do one for you, too, because I got my – everything I'm doing is pretty much about fundraising and doing shows. I'm an entertainer. So that's where I lined up my avenue. I don't want to do church, but I'm going to bring you church to the streets or my venues. So I'm thankful that I was chosen. I'm thankful that I've been used along this road because, like I say, I speak out because people will hear who I am and what I do and what I'm about. And then they'll try their best to try to bamboozle me. I've been bamboozled by the best, a couple of them working 97.5 radio station, not you, Tim, but some people that I'm sure you're associated with, you know, to pass a little slander around about me and everything else, to step on my face while I'm hosting shows. They getting paid for the shows. I didn't get nothing. But I'm okay with that. If I'm using, abusing, slapping, kicking, beating, spit on all like Christ got to, I'm okay with that. Trying to get my disciples together with the gentleman trying to smack me in the face like I don't need no disciples. Jesus didn't walk alone. He really didn't. I don't care what nobody thinks. Read it again. He had 12 suckers that walked along with him, and they were snakes until he turned them into cool people. One of them was still a snake at the end. And I know I got a couple of them around me, a gang of them around me. Somebody just trying to snake rip or something else. Man, I've been ripped off, like I say, so much. I've been used for so much. I just got knocked over by a damn car. So I don't care. All this stuff that we're talking about, it sounds like it's negativity. I don't care. You know what I mean? I try to bring the positive to it. I'll still work with this guy. Because now as long as I know what the snake's actions are, I can work with that. But if I don't know you a snake, then I got to either get bit or hear from somebody else, and I can't always go by the words of other people.
Come on.
See what I mean?
Because
it's like, somebody said something about Tim or something said about Marvell. Marvell, you hung around somebody that was trying to snake me too back in the day. Bishop Ron Allen, he dead and gone now. But he really was trying his best. And some of the other little snakes in the pulpit. But that's okay. I got my training there. I knew who not to be like. Going to recording studios, I knew by my training what I had to do and who and what not to be like. Being in these streets, dealing with the pimps, the hustlers, the gangsters, the killers, the drug dealers, everybody, I know who not to be like. That's being in the world and not of the world. That's what Rev is. So judging what God can give me is anointed where
to preach. We appreciate that. We appreciate that, Rev. We appreciate it. I'm gonna have to hold him down. He's preaching his sermon. I love you, Rev. Don't get it twisted. I love you, and I love everybody on this call. But we got a certain amount of time to get to where we're trying to get to, and we got to get there moving fast, right? Because it's almost over for the day, right? And so here's what I do know is that there's a search for another place. So I'm going to still hold that place open. I wasn't going to get in my feelings and say, okay, well, y'all go do what you're going to do. I'm going to shut it down because it ain't enough room. But I can just tell you that the Attorney General and about four other officials from the state of California, Rob Bonta and a few others, came and held a gun violence prevention conference in that very same room. And they had a packed house. This was just last week. Brother Rodney Bryant was there because he put it on his Facebook, and that's how I knew it was going on because I still was injured. Packed house. We've thrown shows there. Packed house. We didn't never have all of this. This is what I'm hearing now, right? This is the first I've heard of this. And so it's all good, like I said, because I'm a man of the faith. I'm going to leave that open, and in case you guys don't get another room to move forward. but I won't be moving forward too much more. I'm going back in my shell and do what I got enough business and enough people that need the services that I render and my team render that I don't have to fraternize or get involved with anything else. Because I was once told by some people that, you know, this ain't that meeting, so you can't talk about that in this meeting. You know, I hear certain things and I see certain things, and I'm saying, and we healed? Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to what I've been doing for 30 years. I'm going to go back to doing what I've been doing for 30 years, and that's being about my Father's business, and that's all I'm going to be able to do. I pass that mic.
The issue that came up, because I've been in front of this issue from the beginning also, the issue that came up was space. Not body space, but automobile space. I was told last Monday by the office administrator that the area that the Hooked on Fishing used to be able to park would not be able to be utilized, nor would the playground be able to be utilized for vehicles. So, again, if you're able to come to the meeting tonight, we may have some updated information. Thank you.
Yeah, that was the biggest issue, Mr. Tim, was that I was explaining to about Uncle Joe, was that, you know, the parking space, and then I guess a bunch of food trucks were supposed to be out there. So there was no space nowhere they're going to be able to put these food trucks at. So we was talking about a different location that was for free and that it had more space and plenty of parking space. So that was the only reason why the and I really didn't know, Tim, that you had already got this for Dr. Flo. Like I said, I was clueless in all this. I didn't know none of this information until Uncle Joe got to talking.
Okay, hold on, Sean. Hold on. William Bailey just called. I need to hear from William Bailey. Hold all conversation. Dr. Bailey, go ahead on and introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hello, this is Mr. William Bailey. How are we doing today?
We're doing great.
I'm doing well. Do we have any questions?
I do. Tim Poole. So I've gotten four calls from different people asking various questions that I don't know about, right? I don't know about half the stuff because I haven't been to the meetings. I don't know about the entertainment part. I was told that Flo Lou has the entertainment, but Flo Lou calls me and say, no, I have the entertainment. And I'm saying, I do? Okay, so he's got 11 artists. This is just the main focus. He's got 11 artists that are looking to get paid for this event, and I'm lost on that. The other thing, the biggest thing is when you came on and said, well, if you want to donate, you can donate to Tim or Marvell, and I don't know nothing about that. I don't have a bank account to put that money in. I don't hold people's money. Whenever I do a donation, there's a donation button that they need to send directly to whatever we're doing, so I don't be the bearer of anyone's funds, because that right there is not business. And so my last thing is the location. So I put myself out. When I came to this meeting, it was already a group of people going to Miss Flo's house and doing a lot with Miss Flo and all that. I've never talked to Miss Flo but one time, and that was, I'm saying, since meeting her at the Florin Road building. I only talked to her one time. Now, I talked to her one time previous to that, and that's why I told you she touched me, and that's why now I'm going to vote, because I told everybody I'm not even voting. But because of Dr. Flo and the way she came on a personal note with me, not nobody else. I said, you know what? I'm gonna go all in on this one, and this is what I'm gonna be able to do. I'm gonna be able to go get the voters' registration forms. I'm gonna go do that. I'm gonna be able to allow people to come in this Obama room. It's not free. I hope y'all know that when we go in there for anything, it's a note that need to be paid.
Cost for sure, yeah.
And so get the Fruit Ridge Collaborative. I'm just doing what I can. We needed space. I'm just doing what I can. I did that. Then there's insurance, $1 million insurance that has to be sent in at the same time as you submit to the district. Okay. Now, because it's a thing for a candidate, whenever you do something with a candidate or for a candidate, either they come out their pocket to supply this so you can do what they need you to do. I've never had it to where the people came out of their pocket and made the agenda for the candidate. I've never, and I've been with Larry Carr, Richard Pan, who else? Jay Chenier. These are all the council people that Pastor Les that ran for council people, right? And so
right.
They normally have a budget to do the things that they want to see done to get the results that they need. Well, in this case, it didn't happen. And so it went from somebody forming out of, so it's been a lot of groups. So Sean, you on here, you in one group, and I seen y'all's group, and I said, well, you know what, I want to be able to help out. And so I met with Mr. Bailey, who is in that group, that 916 Alliance, who has been going to Dr. Flow thing, who said, well, I'm going to be able to put this together and just need a space. So I said, you know what, we'll get this space for you. No problem. That's probably one of them other calls. So no problem. We'll be able to. I believe in you and what you finna do. So I'm going to back you the best way I can. And that's all I've done. Now.
Amen.
Everyone is saying that I'm in charge. And I'm like, wait, I don't have, I'm not in charge. So I would like for you to take over from there, Mr. William Bailey, because this is the call that I got. People asking me about budgets. It's three or four people asking me about the budget. And I'm in charge, and how's it going to work? So I'm not in charge. I would like to pass this over to you, Mr. Bailey.
Okay, so this is Mr. William Bailey. I am the one that requested support from the community for the event, no doubt. There's two events coming up. There's this one and the one for another candidate. And as nonprofits, we don't support them. We just might be a part of it, but we are different nonprofits, but we are individuals supporting the candidates that we want to vote for. We're just my intention was to put on an event for Dr. Flo Jean-Colfer. And you were the benefactor here that allowed for us to be able to utilize the Fruit Ridge Collaborative, and we're highly thankful for that. And so the goal is pretty much for the two events. The second event is for for tickets. People will buy tickets. People will be able to buy tickets and do the events there. The first one for Dr. Flo Jean-Colfer was a chance for people to get their names out, be seen for what they're doing, you know, and to perform, that type of thing. And whatever was able to be generated as a result of maybe just some food sales outside the building, then, of course, then we can be able to compensate our performers that way. But other than that, this is just an event by individuals who might be a part of nonprofits, but we're not representing the nonprofits in the event for Dr. Flo Jean-Colfer. So that's what that is for, the first one. The second one is a paid event where tickets are sold and money is generated, and then as a result, we're able to compensate any performers thereafter. So the first event is for them to get their names out there, be seen. The second event is for them to get paid, and they're pretty much like a week and a half apart from one another. So that is the goal on that.
Okay, so let me intercede right quick because we're running out of time. I didn't hear the answer to the question. The question was who's in charge and has the ability to delegate someone else to take charge when money is being talked about, people's names of organizations are being involved, something that is not scripted and not distributed properly. And so it's a word-of-mouth thing, and so anything can happen with a word-of-mouth. We have no hard copy, no written word to substantiate anything that you just talked about. We're just hearing you say it, and we have nothing to go on other than your word. And I don't like you putting my name out on something that I have no idea about, and so I just want to hear that part. Where did you get the jurisdiction to do that?
Okay, so first of all, it is scripted. There is paperwork behind it, and everything is on what is called e-docs and a few hard copies, one. Number two, the jurisdiction, what do you mean by jurisdiction? As if, are you saying that someone who isn't a nonprofit owner doesn't have the right to do it, or are you saying...
Okay, then you ask the question. I'll answer the question. The question is, what jurisdiction can one have to delegate someone to a role that they have no idea about? Where does that come from?
Okay, actually, I do have quite a bit of an idea about it. And what do you mean? This sounds more like a question about whether or not I have a right to do it. I'm a little confused.
Right. You said the other day, you said if someone wants to donate, contact Tim Poole or Marvell Wilson. What gave you the jurisdiction to do that?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so number one.
Oh, you do? Well, then come on with it. We run out of time.
Question now. Okay. Well, this evening, when the opportunity presents itself for those who will want to attend, between 6 and 8 of Thursday at the Florence Center, we'll be able to answer all questions that were asked here on this radio blog talk show.
Oh, that's the answer.
I'll take that, because we are out of time. I'll take that. I'll be there so we can get this straight, because we still have to push this lady into that seat. That's the main objective right now, is to dust ourselves off. See, this is where this healing that I talk about comes into play. And this is where the helping one another see better through our lenses. This is the work. See, now we get into the real work. So we're not going to let Dr. Flo suffer, right, or anyone on here suffer. Right? We're not here for that. We're here for understanding. And so, like I said, I'm going to pull back. I'm going to leave the venue open. If it's needed, then I'll have to step back into play, because it'd be up under my name. My organization is not doing. They're sponsoring the building. We're not pushing people as a nonprofit to vote for Dr. Flo. Tim was going to vote for Dr. Flo, not my nonprofit. And my nonprofit only did what we could do to help get secure a room. But now that they have another venue in sight, that relieves me again, because I only want to do what is right. I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes, but when people call me and say that I'm the guy, or I have this and I don't have knowledge of it, I don't like to be put in them type of positions. I did what I said I was going to do. I did way more than I really intended to do, right? I don't even want to make it an I segment. I'm going to pass the mic, man, because I don't want it to be about me. It's not about me.
Okay. Okay, so I want to be very clear. So I know a lot of people is frustrated what's going on, but I just want to be clear that when we come tonight, you know, it's not an attack against Mr. William Bailey, right? And so let's be mindful of how we talk to people and how our voice is, because I'm telling you, I'm that type of nigga. You ain't going to talk to me like that. You ain't going to get a response that you want out of me like that. So when you come and talk tonight, just be careful and be mindful of the next person's feelings and how they may arise. Because actually it can be embarrassing, right? And you can hurt my feelings if you get at me sideways in front of people, even if we by ourselves. And so it's not about an attack. Tonight's meeting should be about, let's get some things clarified so we can move forward. Move forward.
and get Dr. Flo in here. And so whatever we need to do to help Mr. Wynn Bailey, because we all make mistakes, right? Ain't nobody here on this damn radio show perfect, right? And we just need to get some things clarified so we can move forward with Dr. Flo. I don't want the meeting to be about this, this, and that, and we never get to the real meat of the thing, and that is how are we going to do this to get Dr. Flo into her seat.
All right. And I'd like to back up Sean I'd like to back Sean up on that, if you can hear me. So tonight there will be a specific order of how this meeting will go. Hope to see you guys tonight.
Florence Center, between 6 and 8, we're on 24th and Florence in the Obama Room.